We are back for another week here on Rochester Speaks with Dr. Renuma Karim of Heroes for All, an organization that supports global citizenship, and we're excited to be talking with her. If you missed our episode last week, just a brief recap of it, we talked about how Dr. Karim went from being a full-time professor at SUNY Brockport to backing out of that position and starting her own nonprofit, Heroes for All, dipping into her retirement, going against what everybody around her thought she was crazy and everything, but she ended up creating this wonderful organization that you can find out more about at heroesforall.org. And another great thing about Dr. Karim is that she lives part of the year in Bangladesh, where she does a lot of work with the organization and here in the Rochester and New York area. So, Dr. Karim, thank you again for coming back for a second week in a row. We're excited to have you on.
Well, thank you so much, John. It's great to be back in your sweet studio.
It is a pretty sweet studio. We have a nice view of downtown here up
Yeah,
IV.
And it's a break from my Zoom classroom and Zoom settings.
That's true. A lot of Zoom, especially because you're doing a lot of work in Bangladesh.
Right,
but I know
right.
You do work here locally as well. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the programs Heroes for All is doing in
sure.
our Rochester community?
Sure, I would love to. Since we registered, 2018, we have launched few programs in Rochester. One was with the youth Rochester Youth Inner City Youth Mayor's Youth Council, and we organized like workshops on emotional intelligence, so leadership development, because these are some skills which are not taught in school. And the teenagers who took part in it, they were like taking notes like crazy. So I was so impressed, like how eager they are. They want to learn about life, getting the life skills. So these are some of the programs we are looking forward to expand in all the school districts. So and different rec centers, things like that, because youth are our future. So that is where we should be investing more. And beside that, the knowledge sessions, we want to develop the mentorship program, apprenticeship program. So I'm welcoming organizations who would love to invite teenagers or college students for apprentice, short apprenticeship program, or like follow the leader type of program. Have lunch with the CEO.
Wow.
So because we need inspiration from people who are successful. So those messages should be there. And when you relate with the kids, you talk with them, you can shift, you can transform a young life. So
yeah.
Those are some programs we have, we are planning to organize, and camps as well.
And you have a focus from higher education that I think
right.
is unique, because obviously you value the importance of education and our higher education institutions here locally. And we have a lot of great ones, but you also have started this organization on the basis that that is not the only thing that young individuals need to grow into global citizens and leaders. So some of these other things include mentorship. And like you said, some of the programs that you have going on here, are there some young people that you can remember how Heroes for All has really affected them and changed the course of their life?
Sure. Like one, there are a few stories. I need to collect those stories.
put them in a book or something.
Yeah, I'm working on a book, working on my personal book also. It's Reset to Return.
Oh, cool.
So probably you might be hearing about those stories there. But one story that really had a soft corner for this young boy who was in one of the rural outskirts, rural city of Bangladesh. So I went to a school, the Heroes for All went to the school to develop a leadership workshop. So when we were organizing that, the teachers were skeptic, and they were saying that students do not want to stay in a 45-minute class. Why do you think they will stay in a 3 hours workshop?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They don't have the attention span. So I said, let me try. So I went there, and then it was like students, 100 young students from grade 9 and 10 were there, and they were totally focused for 3 hours. And when I ended, like the 2 days I lived in that town, they were following me everywhere.
Wow.
it was so fun. So we were hanging around in the tea stall, discussing about life skills and all those things. And those are the sparks. So some of the kids who was a good artist, he said that, but everybody says that I cannot go to the art school. And I encouraged him. Like, I think he's working on his art, going to the art school now. There was another kid who was from a lower income group. His father had just a small store. And I was telling him that you need to develop skill in English so you can communicate with the world. And he was so eager to develop himself. So he did not limit himself just hanging around with friends and doing nothing. So usually when you're young, you are in that, you're just randomly moving from one activity to another in autopilot, but not with intention. So in my session, I talked about creating that intention to develop that growth mindset that I can do it. So I haven't managed to do it yet, but I can do it. And learning from our failures. So those things encouraged him to start his own business. So at age 18, he started this small startup business. He had an opening, selling handicrafts through online platform, developing, learning those skills. He came to Dhaka helping, volunteering me with an HFA in different programs. And he was growing. You can see how he was growing. So from a kid who was in the rural area with no opportunities to grow, he was investing in himself. And he was telling me that this Heroes for All opened his eyes. Mm-hmm. He knew that experiences matter. So that is why one of the core element we are focusing on is creating experiences through different areas, creating love of community, love of yourself, know thyself. So all those elements in our programs and helping them to master skill. Mm. So when you tie those things together and just having one person believing in you can give you that big shift. So when I was talking to his parents and telling them that he has the potential, his parents started to see him in a different way. Mm-hmm. And like just having that faith in that one person. And even for me, when I was in a college grad in business communication class, I did a presentation and one of my the faculty said that, have you thought about going into the academic? You are a natural with teaching people. And that was that one person having faith in me changed my life.
Gave you confidence.
It gave me confidence, which I never thought even.
Yeah.
So that is why I think the organizations like ours could make a difference, making the young people think about themselves differently and see how they can create a difference in the world through their unique gifts.
Yeah, it sounds like it already has. And here in Rochester, I know we have a wide range in Monroe County of different people, different upbringings. It's such a wide, beautiful, diverse range. But I know, especially here in the city, a lot of times we do have some people who may be stuck in a generational rut where they feel like they can't get out of this cycle of poverty or this cycle of just less opportunities here in the city. And so I'm wondering what you would say to these young kids or young adults about how Heroes for All can help them to transcend what they've always thought was possible and end up being successful like that young person in Bangladesh you spoke of.
Oh, definitely. I'm a strong believer on our thoughts shifts us completely to a different level. Mm-hmm. So it's how you think. So the thoughts, there is this narrative always will tell you, like, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
And you have to override those thoughts. So through HFA, because we are planning different programs, if you visit our heroesforall.org, we will be uploading different scopes for involving in volunteer program, developing your skills through mentorship or being in the apprenticeship programs. That will give you the experience, the skills, the environment to grow beyond your institutional learning. So that is so important because although I'm in the academics, I can tell you that it's the world that taught me.
Yeah. And you're a teacher, so that's really saying something.
Exactly. It's not just the bookish knowledge, but it is when I started to read more, learn more, absorb, like meet people. One of the important thing is the communication. So going beyond the device and actually mingling with real people. That is when your learning is actually happening. So developing your communication skill, because now we are moving into a different era where 40 or more jobs will be redundant in a few years. Now the AI is coming and all those kind of thing. So how do you make yourself unique as an individual?
Right.
So, and that is your emotion, your mindset, and the skill level to communicate.
Yep.
That is going to differentiate you from AI.
Yep.
And learning. How do you learn and adapt to new environment? If you have those skills there, no matter how AI is doing or taking some jobs, you can always come up with another solution for your life.
Yes.
So that is where I'm focusing on.
And mentorship is all part of that too.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You just, you know, to spend another minute on it or so, you were PhD students. You have your PhD, and yet you are talking about how the academia side is not necessarily as valuable as the life experience and the mentorship. Does that come from personal experience?
Definitely, because PhD is giving me that skill in that just one discipline.
Area. Yeah,
that is just one discipline where, like, okay, I'm an expert in coping strategies and development, youth development, or things like that. But that is my dissertation is not my knowledge cannot be limited within my dissertation.
Yes.
And that is when I'm always like, whenever I was also doing my PhD at Penn State, I would be taking classes from another discipline, running around in other disciplines and doing being involved in clubs and organizations even during that time. So I always, and another advice would be for the students to engage with the community as early as possible. Volunteerism is the best way to engage and also understand where your strengths lies. Focus on those strengths. What gives you that? What do you enjoy? What makes you alive? Because once you find that alignment of what makes you alive, and if you focus and master those skills, which makes you alive, success is inevitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you won't wait for like, oh, it's 5 o'clock and I have to run out of work.
Right.
That is not life.
Right.
And that is why when I worked in a bank for a few months, I like, this is killing me. And I just cried and got out of there.
I was going to say, I can't imagine you working in a bank. There's something
out right. I just cried.
With all due respect to those where that is a good fit for them, it doesn't seem like a good fit for you.
Exactly. And you're so right. You're talking about fit.
Yes.
Finding the fit. So Heroes for All, we also try to help young people find their fit.
Yep.
What are you good at? Make them understand your skill, your unique strength. You are here for a reason to give something unique to the world. So once you start giving that uniqueness, there was this lady in, I think there was this talent program in America where she used to do sand art. Who would have thought that the sand art would get her like programs in Las Vegas and now she's a famous sand art person? So you never know, no matter, like, it could be so weird, but that weirdness is your strength.
Yes, it is. And Heroes for All, I know you can learn more at heroesforall.org, but in our last couple of minutes, let's just talk about, we've already mentioned, if you're a young person here in the Rochester area who feels like you could use mentorship or a program to help in these areas outside of the classroom, which is so powerful. But what about if you're on the other end of this and you're somebody who feels that they want to pass along their knowledge, they want to be a mentor,
right,
and help your organization, Heroes for All. How do they do this through your website and everything?
In our website, we also have like a mentorship tab.
Yep.
So if you would like to be a mentor for young people, like even like once a month or twice in 4 months, you want to meet with a young people, share your wisdom, you connect with us and we will connect you with the group of young people who would like to have that conversation. So many of us have so many things to share. Like we have gone through our life, and if you do not share your experiences, then what is the meaning of living the life?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I think these programs, like what you are involved in, these kind of programs can help more people to share their experiences to make difference in other people's life. If it resonates with one person and that person shifts to a different level, that is your success. That is the change that you are creating.
Yeah, and you could do that again at heroesforall.org under the mentorship tab, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the best way to get involved. Are there any other ways to get involved as well?
You can connect with us through Facebook, Instagram, and also you can connect with me, rehnuma.kareem, at heroesforall.org, or just find me in Facebook and let me know if you are interested to be a part of HFA or just have a conversation. Most welcome.
Dr. Anuma Kareem of Heroes for All, we are so grateful for your time, and we're grateful for what you do too as well, not just globally, but here in the Rochester community. You're developing global citizens, you're connecting mentors with mentees, and you're just making a difference here in our world, and we're so grateful for that and for the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
And thank you, John, for giving us this opportunity to spread the word.
Absolutely. My pleasure.